Read My Lips is a French movie that's part love story, part thriller. It's about an office worker who hires an ex-convict as her assistant. It won 3 César Awards, the French equivalent of the Oscars. Critics on both sides of the Atlantic are comparing Read My Lips to the work of Alfred Hitchcock. Pat Dowell reports.
Read My Lips is being called Hitchcockian not only because it's a tale of suspense. It has elements that seem to refer to specific movies. The main characters spy on some crooks in their apartment with binoculars, just like Jimmy Stewart did in Rear Window. One of the stars has to stage a nerve-wracking rescue of the other that recalls Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman in Notorious. Even the music seems to have a bit of vertigo in it. Filmmaker Jacques Audiard, who directed and co-wrote Read My Lips, says through a translator that naturally he's flattered by the comparison to Hitchcock, even though he and fellow screenwriter Tonina Benacquista weren't fishing for it.
I don't actually think that we were trying to do something with Hitchcock in mind, but what Hitchcock said once was that one should shoot love scenes as if they were violent scenes, and maybe that's what's inside my movie. That's what I wanted to refer back to.
In fact, Audiard says he doesn't think of Read My Lips as a typical genre thriller at all.
C'est fondamentalement une histoire d'amour.
It's at the basis a love story on which we put a genre film shape. Otherwise, it would be a very simple romantic love story. And what's important for a filmmaker is to make things more complicated, so that in the end they achieve a very big simplicity.
The simple love story of Read My Lips is complicated by its characters. One, a scruffy ex-con, the other, a tightly wound white-collar worker. Both have secrets, and both feel lonely and isolated. The parolee is shunned by the bourgeois office workers, who also whisper ridicule about the woman who hired him. She's partially deaf, but she can read lips, and filmmaker Jacques Audiard uses that to propel the plot. He turns up reality's volume when she's wearing her cumbersome hearing aids. When she takes them off, while babysitting for a friend, Audiard places the audience in the world as she experiences it. The film's sound won a César Award, as did actress Emmanuelle Devos, who plays a woman quite different from the saintly handicapped characters found in many movies. She's not sweetly sympathetic, she's not even nice, she's manipulative, and she's certainly not glamorous, nor is she the powerful femme fatale found in most thrillers. Director Jacques Audiard says that her contradictions contribute to the complexity he's trying to build and to the suspense.
Il y a une figure de femme qui est un classique dans le genre qui est la femme fatale.
What happens in the genre movies is that you always have the femme fatale. And what we set out to do, it was definitely something that I wanted to do, was to take this woman with all her inhibitions, all her complexes, and it's somebody that you pretty much can meet in the street at any time, at any street corner, even though we made her a little bit of a caricature of what she was. But in the end, she becomes a femme fatale. It's sort of like looking at a femme fatale in progress.
Not that director Audiard told Emmanuelle Devos that she was playing a femme fatale. He says he told her that her character was like Orpheus, rescuing his lover from the underworld. He told her co-star, Vincent Cassel, something completely different.
Quand j'en parlais aux comédiens, bon, ça dépendait à quel comédien.
I would speak differently to each of the actors. For instance, I would tell Emmanuel, you see, this is all about Orphée and Eurydice, and then, of course, I would go to Vincent and would tell him, well, she's a bitch, you know, just do that. And it's so more than references, it's really about showing the light of a character in a different way so that I would be able to speak about the characters in a very different way. One has to divide to conquer.
Director Jacques Audiard is apparently no easier to describe than his characters. One actor told Audiard that the director was so quiet he seemed to disappear. Another said Audiard was so obsessive about such details as shoes that he seemed like a fetishist. The filmmaker is not surprised, but he is puzzled.
C'est une question parce que comment je ne sais pas comment je suis et sur un plateau.
It's a very strange question because I do not know who I am on a set, and it's very bizarre at the end of a project that the technicians the crew and the actors would come and talk to me about the way I was, and I do not recognize myself at all. I actually think that I'm a complete madman on the set. For instance, one day my wife came on the set, and she said that I looked like an African witch, you know, and she didn't recognize me, so I don't know.
ODR says it's both scary and exhilarating. Fear and excitement are the emotions that thrillers live by, of course, and not knowing who he is while he creates seems to be a part of Jacques Audiard's approach to filmmaking, perhaps even an advantage in complicating simple stories. Fear and excitement may be exactly what Jacques Audiard likes about directing.
Probably. Je le crains.
I'm afraid so.
Jacques Audiard next plans to remake an American film, a 1978 crime drama called Fingers. Meanwhile, Hollywood's talking about remaking Read My Lips. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell in Washington.